Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Vernon Hale.
No, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving of which you're so worthy of. Hezekiah Walker singing, O Lord, we praise you. Amen, and good morning, and welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. I'm the only one in the room so far. I'm looking for all my prayer warriors. I'm looking for all those that is willing to wake up early in the morning and get that first cup of coffee, get the minds open, and get that heart pumping, and let's praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus, this morning. Amen. And right now, though, like I said, I'm the only one in the room, and that's all right because, there was a movie out some time ago, and I never actually saw the movie. I just remember the advertisements for it, and it said, it was titled something like The Last Man on Earth. Well, if I'm the last person on earth, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to give them the glory, the honor, the praise and the worship and the thanksgiving. I'm going to lift up his name, Jehovah, in Jesus' name. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And right now, Shirley Caesar says, just the way I feel. And I feel like praising him.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, help me out, y'all.
Give him the praise.
I don't live in the townhouse. I don't have have a whole lot of nothing. But I declare to you that I know he's able. Does anybody know he's able? He's able. He's able. To keep that that you committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody
but Jesus. Let me hear you call him. Let me hear you call him. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
And I'm going
That is Shirley Caesar, and I feel like praising him, our Lord and Savior Jesus, this morning. It is written that Jesus said that I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. And deep in my spirit, I feel as though that place has already been prepared. Soon the Father will tell the Son or commission the Son to go get his children. And thus, we must be ready, because soon the groom is coming back for the bride. Soon he's coming. He's looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Are you ready? Because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, he's on his way. And we're going back to that city. They said that city is the city of no more. They said there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more sickness. Oh, hallelujah. What a glorious day that's going to be. But until that time, we're commissioned to be here and be busy about our Heavenly Father's business. And what is that business? To spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He lives. He lives. He lives. And he is still on the throne. Heavenly Father, in the name of our Son, Jesus, we stand before you this morning in praise and worship. We stand before you this morning glorifying and magnifying thy holy name before all men. In Jesus' name, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for yet another day that we might be in service or doing your will in Jesus' name. We say thank you. Oh, because you loved us so much that you sent your Son. Oh, that he died on the cross and rose the third day, bearing the gift of grace, the gift of salvation, the gift of everlasting life in Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We glorify you this morning. Yes, sir. We say thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, right now we ask that you send the Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves this morning and touch somebody's heart. Let them know that Jesus, he rose the third morning. Let them know that Jesus, he's still the miracle worker. Let them know that Jesus, he's knocking at the doors of their heart this hour. Let them know that time is short. We have no time, no time to tarry. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray that you break every chain this morning. Or not only in this broadcast, but at the Council of Time, Ring of Fire Ministries this morning, break every chain. Father, not only in Ring of Fire, but we also pray that the coming apocalypse with Pastor Paul Bagley this morning, Father, break every chain in Jesus' name. Save the lost, heal the sick in Jesus' name. And then, Father, not only those programs, but all the programmings, all the ministries that is doing thy will, thy perfect will. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the special anointing, pour out a special blessing, send thy Holy Spirit to convict, change lives. In the name of Jesus, we ask it, we believe it, and we claim it in Jesus' name. Father, then order our steps in your word.
To cry sometimes, so much trouble.
Says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And I come to praise him. I come to worship him. I come to glorify and magnify his holy name. Amen. And if I have to be the only one to cry out to him this Monday morning, then so be it. Oh, hallelujah. Be me, the Lord, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Heavenly Father. Oh, we're just having a great time this morning. Amen. And I have to praise him, though. I have to give him the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving, because you don't know what he has done for me. Shirley Caesar puts it best when she says, Lord Jesus, you changed me, and you changed me over.
Thank you.
You see, I had to ask the same question. What have I done to deserve so much love from you, Lord? Tell me, Lord.
And why?
Featuring Shirley Caesar this morning, and we're going to go with when trouble comes. Storm begin to rise. Oh, hold on and learn to stretch out. And storms begin to rise. Hold on and learn to stretch out. Lean on Jesus. Amen. And we're going to get ready to go into the hour where we open the doors for you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You know, there's no time to tarry. Jesus is soon, very soon to come. And if you're not ready, it's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Do you know him as your Lord and personal Savior? We're going to open those doors for you to accept him today. It's a free gift from your Heavenly Father. It's called grace, and it was paid on the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that price was paid at the cross through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is accept. Amen? But you have to do it. There's a time element here, because time is short, is so short. We have no time to tarry.
I don't have time to tarry.
Like these, we need a savior. It's times like these that the time that we're living in the last days. You heard many ministers and prophets and teachers and preachers and the saints of God for over the years. I know back in the 60s, we said one day these things are going to take place, because that's what the scripture told us, said that the disciples had went to Jesus and said, what is the signs of thy coming? And Jesus gave them a long laundry list of things to look for. He said that, hey, let no man deceive you. For in that day, there will be those that come saying that they is he, Jesus. Go not. They're going to say he's in the desert. Go not. They said, Jesus said that when you see these things begin to happen, then look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And what are some of those things? He said that there will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens. There'll be earthquakes in diverse places, places where there had never been earthquakes. He said that when you see these things begin to happen, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid, for these things must come to pass. That time is now. Back in the 60s, we said, in the 70s, we said these things are going to take place in one day. But today, as we look at the news, some that's in the news and some that is hidden from the news, we start to see the scriptures. We start to see the prophetics of the Bible unfolding right before our very eyes. There are those signs in the heavens taking place right now. The ring of fire is waking up. Volcanic or volcanism is waking up. The tectonic plates are breaking apart from the ocean. Men's hearts have waxed cold, and there's a great falling away from the faith taking place. They want to hush up anything that has to do with God. They already took the Bible out of schools when I was a youngster. Now they want to take the name of Jesus out of the Word of God. They don't want to associate Jesus as being the Son of Jehovah. Time is running short. We are in that last day. And then Israel, she is the key. For when the enemies are to conspire against Israel, then we know that time is at hand. And what is happening today with Israel? They're talking about splitting God's land. Time is short. But the problem is, where do you stand? Where do you stand with God? What God are you serving? Many of you out there want to call the believers fearmongers, when in fact, all we're doing is sounding the alarm to let you know what God has to say. What the Lord Jesus is saying, come out of the rain. Come out of the storm that's about to take place. And here's the signs of that storm that's about to take place. It's the equivalent of someone pointing at a Category 5 hurricane, tornado. And they pointed it at, they're pointing you at it so that you know which direction to run. But if you want fear-mongering, here's something for you. And I hate to go here, but it has to be said. Because either you have a choice to make, you have a decision to make, and either you accept the Lord Jesus Christ today, or you get to see him in judgment. One way or the other, you're going to know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One way or the other, you're going to learn that he is the Messiah. One way or the other, you're going to learn that Jesus, he's on his way. Where do you stand? I have to tell you that Jesus, he loves you. He loved you so much that he was willingly laid down his life. Not only did he lay down his life, but he was persecuted. He was tortured. 39 stripes by which we are healed. They pierced him in the side while he was on the cross. He laid down his life willingly, paying the price. It was supposed to be us on that cross, but Jesus paid the price. That's how much he loved you, so that you would not perish, so that you would not suffer what is yet to come. Soon, and very soon, we're going home to be with the Lord. And those that are not in the body of Christ, they will have to go through the wrath of God. He's getting ready to clean house, in other words. But then, there's the other factor. Because just like heaven is real, you hear everybody talk about going to heaven. Well, let me clue you in on something. Everybody is not going to heaven. Only the pure in heart. Only those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Let me tell you something. If you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you might hear that sound saying, not might, you will hear God say, depart from me. You're doing some iniquity. I never knew you. And just like heaven is real, here come the fear mongering. I'm a call it fear mongering. Because if this don't send you or get you to look in the direction of God, nothing will. There is a place called hell. And it's described as a fiery place, where there'll be gnashing, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Tortured day in and day out. There will be no day. There will be no night. There will be no time. Just torture, anguish, agony throughout all eternity. God did not make hell for man. He made hell for Satan and his minions. man chooses to go to hell. You choose to go to hell by not even making a choice. The scripture says, choose ye this day which God you're going to serve. Which one are you going to serve? God Jehovah, love, mercy, grace, peace, joy, and everlasting life? Or would you suffer? One other way I'm going to say it to you. Someone wrote in the chat room one day, said that to be born once is to die twice. And to be born twice is to die once. We're born of flesh. And those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, they're born of spirit. They're born twice. Hence, they only die once, and that's the physical. And the spiritual lives on. But if you're only born once in the physical and never born, Jesus said a man must be born again to see the kingdom of heaven. Are you born again? Today is the day to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm looking for a song I'm going to put on. And I know I loaded it up, because don't let it be said too late. Jesus is on his way. And Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, they even ask you, don't let it be too late to pray. Please pray with me. We urge you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It is a free gift from the Heavenly Father. He wishes that none shall perish. The scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The scripture says that if a man confess his sins with his mouth and believe within his heart, thou shalt be saved. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the scripture also says that it's not by works nor by might by which we are saved, but by God's grace are we saved. And right now, all you have to do is accept the free gift from the Heavenly Father. If you believe right now that Jesus is the Son of the Most High and True Living God, if you believe that Jesus laid down his life on the cross and rose the third day bearing the gift of grace in his hands, you're almost there. All you have to do is believe in your heart and look up with the faith of a grain of mustard seed, a very tiny mustard seed. All you have to do is look up with your heart, from the very depths of your heart, and say, Lord Jesus, stand before the Father on my behalf. Jesus, forgive me of my sins and wash and cleanse me in the blood that you shed on Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Forgive me of my sins. Toss my sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and then make me a new creature upon this land. Oh, hallelujah. Deliver me from evil in Jesus' name. Sanctify me. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, make me a new creature. Make me, mold me. Father, I pray that you shape me and direct me, teach me in Jesus' name which way you would have me to go. And then, Father, fill my heart, fill my spirit, fill me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet with thy Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. And I'll be ever so careful, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship. For I know it's not within me. There's nothing that I could do. There's nothing I could say. There's nothing I can, I can't buy my way into heaven. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, because it's all by your grace that we are saved. And I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. If you said that prayer with your heart, you are now a child of the Most High God. If you have yet to say that prayer, I urge you, don't wait for it to be said too late to pray. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
GMs and the spiritual QCs, they're saying don't let it be said too late. Again, if it sounds as if I took a while to have that altar call, it's because there's an urgency that's going, it's sweeping throughout the lands. Jesus, Yeshua, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's on his way. Please, urgently, we ask, don't let it be said too late. Welcome to the Power Hour Prayer. It is now Monday morning at 10:06 a.m. on the 13th, 2015, and we have chaplain now, Nick Robinson's in the house, and the scripture does say where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, in spirit and in truth, there the Lord is in the midst. Amen, and very shortly we'll be going before the Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth, on one accord, petitioning the Father. There's so much to be praying for, and now we have guest 105 in the room as well. God bless and welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. You know, I'm going to play the song once again because in times like these, we need a Savior. This is by Ernest Franklin. And I love this particular song because one thing that when I first heard this song, it was my pastor back in the 60s that would sing this song. And it simply says that in times like these, we need a Savior. It's an urgent call going out. And we, those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we have a job to do to let you know that Jesus is on his way. And we're in prayer for you. We're interceding for you this hour. It seems as though this broadcast is about getting back to the cross, coming back to the cross. There's so much that's taking place, and it's happening simultaneously. The Bible is being fulfilled moment by moment. There are those that are having dreams. Even those that are not in the body of Christ are having dreams. Apocalyptic type dreams. And the scripture does say in the last days, I forget which order it is, but I think it's the young shall dream dreams and the old shall have visions, or vice versa. But it's happening. It's happening. And we need to be ready. And we need to be about our Father's business. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need a Savior. Yes. In times like these, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, now is the day. This is the hour.
So you be sure, be very, very sure that your anchor holds and a grip a solid rock.
Yes.
This rock is my Jesus.
Yes.
again, that is, I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name again, Ernest Franklin or something like that, and this rock is Jesus. We have to be very sure that our anchor holds in our Lord and Savior Jesus. And if you don't know him, again, today is the day of salvation. And I don't know why, I'm just on this, you know, we have to go back to the cross, back to the beginning. You know, everybody wants to be philosophers, and everybody wants to argue in doctrines and teachings, but it's all about Jesus. It's about the saving grace. It's about the cross. He took our place on the cross. It was supposed to be us on that cross, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life, and Jesus paid that price on our behalf. And right now, we're just going to go back to the throne of God through the Son, Jesus. Because when Jesus rose the third day, he became our mediator. He became our lawyer, our representative before the Heavenly Father. And now we can go boldly before the throne of God and yet ever so humble in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, no longer does man have to go to man to get to the Father. He has a direct line of communication. And Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for thy Son. For he was willing to go to the cross. He was willing to be suffered. He went torture, and Father, they tortured our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, 39 stripes, Father, by which we are healed. And then, Father, he laid on the cross. But I remember the words out of the scriptures when he said, "It is finished." Oh, the perfect plan of salvation was complete. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, and we stand before you. Let thy Holy Spirit sweep throughout this room right now in Jesus' name. Help us to pray in the way that you would have us to pray right now, because, Father, there is so much that is taking place. But, Father, we also know that your word must be fulfilled in Jesus' name. And we see it taking place. Your word is being fulfilled on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. Oh, Father, we thank you, because we know that soon and very soon you're going to commission your Son to go get your children. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you. But, Father, there's so much that is heavy on our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, we know that there are so many out there who don't know thy Son. They don't know the joy and the peace and the mercy and the grace. They don't know about the saving power of the blood that was shed on Calvary. In Jesus' name, Father, some of them are our loved ones. Some of them are our neighbors. Some are our friends, co-workers. Father, in the name of Jesus, we petition on their behalf, that you send the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sins. Open their eyes and open their ears. Let them see and let them hear that thy Son is soon to come. And they got to get ready. They need to be ready before it's too late. Father, we cry out to you in Jesus' name. Father, it's heavy on our hearts right now. Save our loved ones in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, we also petition for Israel. You know the land is being conspired against. The enemy has come against her. In Jesus' name, they seek to split thy land, your land. They seek to destroy thy people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that your word must be fulfilled, that these things will come to pass. But, Father, we ask, won't you tarry just a little longer? Oh, hallelujah, so that eyes are open and ears are they can hear the coming chariots of thy Lord, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, won't you tarry just a little longer so that men's hearts, with that old stony heart of flesh, will be taken out and filled with thy Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, won't you build a hedge around thy children, or protect them in Jesus' name. Father, won't you in Jesus' name meet their every needs. We ask it in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And then, Father, our leaders from country to country, shore to shore, continent to continent, Father, touch their hearts in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, take out that evil heart, that heart that waxed cold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Fill them. Let thy Holy Spirit convict them and change them. And, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, give them a new mindset, a new direction, a new course to lead the nations. We ask it in Jesus' name. And yet we're being careful, Father, because we know that your word has to be fulfilled in Jesus' name. So we also say, Father, not our will, but thy will, thy perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we ask right now, we petition for our young people right here in the United States and around the world, in Jesus' name. They're taking into dark continents. They're taking into witchcraft and all kind of sorcery and all kind of lifestyles that is unlike you, Father. In Jesus' name, they're going down a dark path, a dark road of destruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, we ask that you send thy Holy Spirit to touch our young people from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father, touch their hearts. Convict them of their sins. Let them know that Jesus, Yeshua, he is the King of Kings. Let them know Jesus, hallelujah, he is soon to come. Let them know, Father, that Jesus, he is the Messiah. He can be a seed. Yes, sir. We say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch our young people and turn them around. Turn them around in Jesus' name. Take them out the gutter and plant their feet on a solid rock. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, let them know, Father. Oh, just like in the days of Noah, the doors are about to close, and it's going to be too late. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we intercede for them right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, we also pray for our leaders. Oh, Pastor Paul Bagley, Mike from around the world, all the leaders, F.E., Angie, and Pastor Brent, Pastor Scott, our Father, Pastor Ali Bolden, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Catlin Williams, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all the ministries that's reaching out to those that don't know thy son Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, all those ministries that is meeting the needs of thy children, all of those ministries, Father, we ask that you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Fill them with a special anointing, a special blessing to carry out thy will in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, cover them in the name of Jesus. Any infirmities that the leaders or thy children are suffering, Father God, in the name of Jesus, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancers, or tumors, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We know that you're the same God, hallelujah, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know know that you're the same God of Moses when he parted the Red Sea. Father, we know that you're the same God of Job in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We are the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. There's nothing too hard for you to do because you're the great I am in Jesus' name. You're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He covered the seed. Hallelujah. Father, heal thy children in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor. We'll be careful to give you the praise and the worship. We'll be careful, Father, in Jesus' name. And then, Father, fill thy children with thy Holy Spirit. Anoint them. Prepare them. Oh, Father, like one song. Oh, Father, oh, make me a soldier again. Oh, prepare me for battle once more. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the worship, hence now and forevermore. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 512. You're live on the air. God bless and welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. Who am I speaking with?
Praise the Lord. It's Brother Nick.
Hey, Brother Nick. It's been a long time, sir.
A long time coming, sir. How you been?
Yeah. Blessed, as always, by the best.
Amen.
How about you, sir?
I was trying to get on. I have a borrower computer, and mine's being fixed, and it won't recognize me in any of the rooms. The camera and the mic won't recognize me, but when I get on Skype, it works. So I was trying to Skype in, and then I have to walk my dog, so I decided to call in. God bless you. I'm so glad to be back in your company again. Such a blessing.
Thank you. Same here. Same here.
I'm just so glad the Lord is leading and growing his family. I'm just so amazed at what he's done in my life, leading me to ministry. That's in 1 Timothy 1. And I saw that the other day, and I was blown away that Jesus found us faithful to leave ministry for him. And I've become this prayer warrior that I always was, times 10, you know.
Yay, okay.
Amen
to that.
Blessing.
Hey, Brother
like,
Nick, we got about 10
ahead.
Minutes left to broadcast, so why don't you go ahead and lead us into yet another prayer, because this is the Power Hour of Prayer.
I will.
And,
amen.
Okay. I'm going to mute my mic.
Go ahead. Father God, we thank you and praise you for this day, Lord. Thank you for waking us up, Lord. Blessing of being here today, Lord. We pray for others who cannot pray for themselves, Lord. We ask that you would touch them and lead them, Lord. We pray for those who may be imprisoned. We pray for those who are sick, homeless, Lord, that you would let us be your testimony. Let us say something that will touch their heart, where they might be inclined to accept you, Lord, and follow you, Lord. Let us always be mindful that you control everything, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to bless and lead us, mold us, and use us for your will and purpose, Lord. Just continue to be with our children, continue to touch the hearts of many here in the United States and all around the world, Father God. You love us all so much. You gave your only son for us, Lord. We just praise and thank you for that. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for being able to just talk to you, Father God. But thank you for brothers and sisters in ministry, all the ministries, the bishops, the preachers, the pastors, the ministers all around the world, Lord. We just say thank you. Thank you for those who love to step up for your word, Lord, always keeping you first, Lord. We also want to ask that you continue to bless our children and protect us, grow us all to your will and your liking, Lord. Let us be faithful and compassionate to one another, Lord, loving always, trying to be more like you, Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your blessed name we pray these things. Amen. and amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Thank you, Chaplain Nick. Now, I was going to take me a little while
to
get used to that.
It takes
me a little while to get used to that, but I am so happy for you, sir.
Thanks.
And thank you very much. You know,
it's
and amen. It is. And let me get this out, Nick. I'm hoping and praying that we can spend a lot more time next week together because we have about five more minutes to the broadcast here. But I do want to thank you very much for coming in this morning and offering that prayer for us. And along with Melissa, thank you for joining us this
Facebook
morning.
Friends.
We do this. Amen.
Bless us all,
Nick,
Lord.
Amen. And, we do this every Monday morning, family, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here at Sunday with the Hour of Praise and Worship, playing the very best in Golden Gospel oldies. And we also have listed for those of you out there in Blog Talk Radio that may be listening by way of whatever device, iPads or whatever there is, and or the archives. You'll find that in the description of this broadcast. There are two other programs. One is by Council of Time, the Ring of Fire Ministries, with Angie, Marked by Heaven, and also F.E., the other mic from COT. And then after that, we have our own Pastor Paul Bagley, The Coming Apocalypse, coming on. And these are the programs that you want to get involved with. You want to understand what thus saith the Lord. You want to be under the ministry. What is coming? What are we supposed to do as believers in the body of Christ? Time is very short.
Stay strong.
In the Word of God, we need to be in prayer. Men should pray always. Without ceasing. Amen. And with that, Nick, I'm going to get ready to play a song that's going to take us out of here. And I'm hoping and praying that we can get together a lot earlier next week. Okay?
Yes. I have ministry line for an hour between 8 and 9. So I got on right after that. I'll try and be on more and make a commitment to you. We need to be together on these prayers.
Amen. And time is so short that we see the scriptures are being fulfilled again, moment by moment basis, you know. And today's broadcast, I don't know, it just took a turn towards getting back to the cross, getting back to the basics, you know, and just sending out a plea to all those out there who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. If you have not, if out there in Blog Talk Radio, if you have not yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the alarm has been sounded. You heard the ministers, you heard the pastors, you heard the prophets, you heard the teachers, you heard the believers. Time is very, very short. And it's time to look towards heaven and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. It is a free gift from your heavenly Father. All you have to do is open your heart. In Jesus' name, we're praying for you. Amen. And right now, Brother Nick, I'm getting ready to close out. Thank you for joining us.
God bless
Melissa,
you. Have a beautiful day. Love you, brother. Love you.
I love you, sir, and I'm looking forward to us, you know, being back together in the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless
you. Thank you.
Family, as always in a broadcast, if the Lord Jesus Christ will tarry, and more importantly, if it's the Heavenly Father's perfect will, not His permissive will, but His perfect will. You know, the Father do have a permissive will. He'll let you go off and make your own mistakes. But when you come to the realization that I cannot do anything without the Father, without the Lord Jesus, then we come in to His perfect will. And this is what we strive for, to be within His perfect will, to operate within the Spirit of God, in spirit and in truth, in His perfect will. And if fits the Heavenly Father's perfect will. Then we'll join you in the next broadcast. Amen. If not, it is my sincere prayer that I'll see you somewhere around God's throne. Keep looking up. You know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, he's on his way. Every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I love you. The Lord loves you. The Heavenly Father definitely loves you. So why not surrender unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus, while we still can? Jesus, he is my rock, my sword, my shield, Reverend Gerald Thompson is going to take us out. God bless. Keep looking up.